The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. And then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. And then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard of this, they fell prostrate, and they were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Bobby Lynn, do you mind staying at the piano just for a come Holy Spirit? Today's reading's about a mountaintop experience, and let's pray to have one rather than talk about it. Time.
Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray.
Today.
Come with your power to heal us. Come in your own special way.
Today's gospel passage is the center of the gospel. Last week we were in the desert. This week we're on a mountain. Life has ups and downs, doesn't it? Life has good times and difficult times. Life has struggles and triumphs. And Jesus today wants to strengthen us. Moses and Elijah encountered God on the mountain after difficult times. Moses was exiled after having murdered an Egyptian and encountered God on the mountain and was called to deliver his people. And again, he encountered God on the mountain before the long 40 years through the desert to strengthen him. Elijah, when he was the last prophet serving God, about ready to die, give up, God strengthened him on the mountaintop to go on and anoint more prophets. Peter, James, and John are on their way to the crucifixion. Jesus knows, God knows they need to be strengthened. Saints throughout history, Saint Francis, encountered God in powerful ways that led them on their lives. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Recently, someone in the parish sent me a YouTube video of a testimony of a professor in economics, I believe, at Harvard or some university, who converted to Catholicism after having a mountaintop experience, an encounter with God where the veil of reality seemed to be removed, he said, and God revealed himself. I myself have had profound experiences on retreats. A few months back, we opened up the microphone and asked for people to share their God experiences, and I heard many, but even after the ceremony, people tell me things. Like one that I remembered was a man was struggling in his life, and he was praying, God, show me the way, and then suddenly on the radio came Peter Frampton. Show me the way. And as he was driving down the freeway, a cross that had been there that he'd passed many times before was glowing, and he heard an answer to his prayer. Have you had mountaintop experiences that have been the strength for your difficult journeys in life? If you have, I would like to ask that we share them. And so those times, I would like to invite anyone to come forward to share a mountaintop experience, a time in their life when they profoundly were affected and encountered God, perhaps on a retreat, perhaps in prayer, perhaps just as they were walking about their daily lives, and it strengthened them. I'll give you time to think about that. And if there is someone being called to share that so that we all may benefit from it, please come forward.
In a way, this involves my twin sister more than me. She was critically ill. She was in a care home. I was visiting her every day after work. And one night there was a horrible storm. It was in August. And I was in Arizona, and I couldn't go see her because trees were being blown across the road and everything. So I missed seeing her, called a care home. The lines were down, I couldn't reach them. Then the next morning, right after Mass, I went with my friends. I walked from the church to a coffee shop and had coffee. And then I walked right across the street to my husband's office. And as I'm walking in the door, my secretary says, your sister's on line one. No, your care home, your sister's care home owner's on line one. And I said, oh, she probably wants me to bring Pepsi tonight. And it was that my sister had passed during the night. What made me share it is tomorrow is our birthday. And then while I'm on the one line, because you have, you know, having an office, you have a lot of lines, another line rang. And it was my my secretary said, your other sister is on line two. And I go, well, what's she doing? And she said, something popped in my head and said that you need me. So I feel that was God letting us all be together and share that moment.
Yeah, I believe that too. Thank you. I certainly have many people shared that when someone passed away, they received some sort of consolation or sign that things are okay. Anyone else? last time I did this, people came up to me and said, you need to keep it open longer, we're shy. And so, is God calling you to share? It's not boasting, it's testifying.
I've been doing art since I was about 4 years old, and as soon as I turned 15, I decided why not to make my art into stories. And around that time as well, I began to run out of ideas, and God came to me and said, let me be your inspiration. So I have him guide me as I draw.
Amen.
And the cloud does say, right, listen, this is my beloved son, listen to him. You know, there's a famous painting of Jesus. It's, I found out about the painting in the book, Heaven is for Real. And I can't remember the name of the author, but she's one of the most prolific, name of the artist. She's one of the most prolific painters. But in that book, there's a picture that Colton, who went to heaven and saw Jesus, said looked like the Jesus he saw in heaven. And the story is when the girl was 7 years old, Jesus appeared to her and said, paint me. Anyone else? Last chance.
I had to worry about this.
Thank you.
It's easier for me to stand up here and share this with you because, A, my wife is not with me, and I live out of town, so nobody knows me. From time to time, I had the opportunity to have coffee with a woman who is a spiritual director. She is an author. She was a very good friend of my dearest friend, who passed away about 10 years ago. And each time that I'm able to sit down with her, I just feel a real presence. She gets me into this mood. And she happens to be a nun. I guess I should, she would want me not to say that. But one day I was driving down to be with her, and as I do from time to time, this thought came into my mind. Lord, where is it that you want me to be today? What is it that you want me to do? And I'll use this phrase, I swear to God, this thought came into my mind after I asked that question. The thought in my mind was, do you have a second choice? Is there something else I could do other than that? Every time that pops into my head, I know where my God wants me to be and what God wants me to do. But I'm always looking for that second option that's a little bit easier. So that is something that really has moved me. Thank you.
Thank you. Careful, come forward. Careful what you pray for, eh? Lord, I'll do anything you want me to do. Oh, but except for that.
Hello. I hope everybody can understand my English. I'm going to try to present one of the events that happened to me on different multiple occasions, but one of them I think I can share with you and build everybody much stronger. I am an immigrant, so first generation as we came to the United States. Me and my husband had young children, going through a couple difficult financial situation, having young, small kids. I was always a hard believer. I was always with God from the day I was born. But sometimes I think we're losing strength. And there was a time that we're going from difficult situation with jobs, and my husband went through depression, but we get out of it. And at that time, I promised myself, if I ever, ever would be in that type of a situation, I'm gonna make a decision up in front. And we didn't have to wait too much longer. The situation kind of repeated. We had two small young children. My husband was going through a difficult job situation. He knew he has to get out of the job as soon as possible. But nothing was working for us. He could not find a job. He was reaching to all people we knew. We were reaching through all the websites and everywhere. He could not find anything. And get to the point that we know we have to change something. Our 12 years old was taking care of our 8 years old in the morning because we had to leave the house at 5 o'clock in the morning to just keep our jobs, being home late. So the two kids had to be taking care of each other. And I said, God, that cannot be like that. The children cannot take care of themselves like that. We cannot survive for much longer. I belong to a strong Polish community, but at that time, I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want to talk to anybody because I know we are almost facing another depression. And I didn't know we can survive for much longer financially. So we went to the mass. I didn't want to go for the Polish mass. I didn't want to see my friends. We went for the English mass. And I have to admit, I do not remember anything from that mass. I was deep in my prayers, in my thoughts, in my worries. And so I really didn't focus on the mass, I have to admit. But after I received the communion, I came back to my seat, I kneeled down, and I wasn't gently praying. I was almost like yelling to God. I said, God, I need you here and now. I need you to give me a sign. I know he has to quit his job, but I'm so scared. I'm so worried. I don't know what we're going to do. Please give me a sign here and now. I need you. I need you, God. And I don't know what happened that moment, but seems like, you know, the plugs were taken out of my ears. I didn't hear anything before at that time. I just hear the song being singing by the chorus, and it says, be not afraid, I always go before you. At the moment that I was praying, and that be not afraid stays with me till this moment. I'm not afraid to take a risk. I'm not afraid to make a decision. But to finish that story, my husband did quit the job. When I heard that, of course, I burst into tears when I heard that song. My husband quit the job. We knew that he's going to be home for quite a while. But unfortunately, no, he was not. As soon as he quit his job, he didn't have a chance to apply for the new job, for the unemployment and the new job. His friend called him 2 days later, said, Milo, do you want a job? I have it for you tomorrow. And ever since, he still has this job. And we all survive. But for me, and to share with you, do not be afraid. Leave the trust with God. And we have to remind ourselves, it's not always easy, but it always works with me.
Amen. Thank you. Jesus is inviting us to turn to him in good times and in bad so that he can be our strength. Let us stand and raise our prayers for the church and the world.